Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, and welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts, or you can go to our website at concussiontalk.com. Concussion Talk Podcast is presented by HeadCheck Health. HeadCheck Health bridges gaps in concussion care through simple, powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Trek Factory Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Volleyball Canada, who rely on HeadCheck to improve communication and optimize care. Visit HeadCheckHealth.com for more. And this episode, I'm excited about this, is also presented by a local sponsor of Great Optometry Clinic here in St. John's, Brian, the Vision Development Center.
More than 50% of the brain is involved in the visual process, which is why so many people struggle with their vision after a head injury. At the Vision Development Center, we look at how your eyes move through space, how well your eyes work as a team, and how your brain processes visual information, which helps us determine the best pair of therapeutic glasses for you and whether vision therapy may help you regain your full potential. We're located on Brookfield Road in St. John's, Newfoundland. You can reach us at 709-368-1155 or via email at info@thevisiondc.com, or you can find us online at thevisiondevelopmentcenter.com.
And now back to Cassandra and Miriam of the NLBA, the Newfoundland and Labrador Brain Injury Association, for the final episode of Brain Injury Awareness Month, so which is June in Canada. And they'll be talking to Constable James Cadigan of the RNC, which is our local police, RNC is the Royal Newfoundland Constabulary, which is our local police force here in St. John's.
Welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast. This is Cassandra with the NLBIA and my co-host Miriam.
Hello.
We're back with another episode, the last one for the month. Today we have Constable James Cadigan with the Royal Newfoundland Constabulary. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, we're going to jump right in. So our first question that we have is, what is intimate partner violence, and who do you find is mostly involved in intimate partner violence?
Yeah, so I mean, intimate partner violence is a violent activity that would occur between two individuals who are in a sexual relationship or intimate relationship, that can be a situation that it could be new, it could be long term. Essentially, it's just the fact that these individuals engaged would have an intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the signs that someone is experiencing intimate partner violence?
I mean, there's a broad spectrum of behaviors that we would certainly want our community to tune into, and I'll start with being isolated or withdrawn. If you have somebody, a family friend or someone in your life that seems to have become more isolated and removed from your circle and less communicative, and you know, that's a change in their behavior, then that certainly would be a flag that would indicate perhaps there is some change in their life that has caused that. And often intimate partner violence would be one of those impacts to such behavior.
Mm-hmm. And do you find like women are more involved or men, or is it both? Like what kind of genders do you find are involved in this violence?
Yeah, I mean, I think the general, you know, when you talk about intimate partner violence, you think it is generally women, females, who, you know, are predominantly survivors of intimate partner violence. And but that is it's important to really recognize that that does not mean that, you know, males are not also impacted and to a degree of in intimate partner violence. And you know, there are many persons that come forward to the RNC, males that have experienced intimate partner violence as well. So I wouldn't want to say that, you know, there's more or less of either gender to, you know, what, even, you know, when you look at non-binary and, you know, our 2S LBGTQ population, you know, you really have to consider that there's no real way for us to determine that it happens more. It's just about, you know, when you look at the behaviors involved in intimate violence and working together to identify, you know, when your loved one is in that situation and providing support to them.
Yeah, I think that was definitely really an important point there, because a lot of the stats that we've come across is 35 to 80% of women affected by intimate partner violence experience symptoms of traumatic brain injury. However, it's not just women that are affected. So I think that's really important for people to be aware of. So you mentioned the RNC actually has an intimate partner violence unit. What is their role, and how and when do they get involved?
Yeah, so the intimate partner violence unit operates within the criminal investigation division of the Royal Newfoundland Constabulary, particularly within our major crime unit. And this dedicated unit is, you know, their responsibilities are broad in a sense that, you know, they don't just investigate the crimes. They also are somewhat advocates to individuals who come forward and direct them to appropriate resources, you know, support services, and, you know, essentially educate individuals, you know, who want support or perhaps want to make a police complaint as to how the process plays out and what to expect. And there's also programs which are existent here at the RNC that can help support an individual who is transitioning and wants to, you know, move out of a relationship or remove themselves from a violent environment.
Yeah, so you kind of already talked about the programs and stuff. Can you talk about more about what happens to the victim after the assault takes place? Also, like the documentation, and just the steps that are taken afterwards?
Yeah, certainly. So, you know, there's a variety of ways that the RNC can become aware of intimate partner violence. You know, it could be a call for service. It could be, you know, information that's provided to us anonymously. It could be, you know, as part of an ongoing investigation of an unrelated matter, and so on. So there's many ways that we are vested with information as police officers that we then, you know, essentially, if we're vested with information that there's violence impacting an individual, you know, we have a duty to at least make contact or to provide supports to that person. And, you know, in a situation where a police officer becomes aware that a person has been, you know, whether it's assault, harassment, threats, you know, financial impacts, fraud, theft, all of these different criminal acts that are used in an attempt of control in intimate partner violence. You know, these are all criminal matters that are investigated throughout such a process. And when you talk about an assault, particularly, you know, there's you know, we want individuals to seek medical support And if we were to investigate a matter of an assault in connection with intimate partner violence, you know, we would seek medical records and documentation. We want historical patterns, and you know, we want to learn as much as we can about such a relationship.
How can someone go about reporting either that be a suspected case of intimate partner violence or something that's happening to them personally?
So there's methods. You can actually email the RNC or the Intimate Partner Violence Unit directly, or contact that unit directly. And of course, you can report an emergency to the RNC through 911. So there's those methods which are more traditional and directly to the RNC. And then there's all the reporting anonymously, whether it's through Crime Stoppers, or you can make a third party report with the support of the Journey Project, you know, which is a collaborative initiative between the Public Legal Information Association of Newfoundland and Labrador and the Sexual Assault Crisis and Prevention Center of Newfoundland and Labrador. And this agency actually will provide education and support to individuals who are victims of sexual assault and also, you know, violence in, you know, intimate partner violence.
You should celebrate yourself every day. But some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Yeah, and would you say that victims are aware of the resources that are available to them? And can you talk some more about those resources?
You know, I think that there is quite discussion, quite a bit of discussion around the services and resources, but I would say that many individuals aren't aware or perhaps don't have the ability to access these resources if they're in areas of the province that, you know, they may be out of range and whatnot. So that those challenges do exist. So I would say that, you know, these agencies such as Journey Project, as well as certainly the RNC, I mean, we're accessible through our websites and email and also by phone. And, you know, your local police detachment, if in fact you're not located in our jurisdiction, I mean, they would have the same resources available that we would.
Why might someone not seek help? I know there's a variety of reasons, but can you possibly talk about some of those reasons?
Yeah, I think so. Again, we're talking about a very broad and complex discussion here, because you look at reason one. I mean, let's walk through some points. One being embarrassment. Nobody in their life ever believes that they're going to be in a situation where they're becoming isolated and being abused, or a victim of violence, essentially, as a result of a relationship that they're in. And we all, certainly here in Newfoundland, there's a lot of tight-knit families and friends and circles. And sometimes it's the embarrassment that will deter an individual from coming forward. But that is something that, we certainly want individuals to understand, that you're not alone, and you're not the only one who, there's a lot of support circles and programs that you can learn pretty quickly that you are not alone. And that's a very important aspect. Next thing would be fear, fear of what may happen and, what the other party may do in a situation where, you attempt to leave or, make a change to the environment and leave the whether it's the home or the relationship completely. And another big one would be financial restrictions. It may be a situation where, the finances are tight, and to leave would put the person leaving in a difficult position, and they fear that perhaps they would have a hard time, making it once they remove themselves from that relationship. And these are all, very serious and valid and, difficult scenarios to be faced by somebody who is also experiencing significant trauma as a result of the experiences that they are going through.
So we already mentioned that 35 to 80% of women affected by intimate partner violence experience symptoms of a traumatic brain injury. Would you say there's a high population of victims that are admitted to hospitals due to intimate partner violence?
Yeah, so it's difficult for me to really speculate on, any data or how many individuals would have been admitted. But, certainly when the RNC is investigating a matter of an assault or harm caused to an individual in connection with intimate partner violence, we would want that individual to be medically cleared and ensure that they receive the medical supports that they require. And, that's a very important aspect of the care, the circle of care that an individual who has experienced that level of trauma would need and deserve when they are on their road to, essentially moving on and moving past that experience.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing all this information with us. It's definitely been really informative. Is there anything else that you think individuals should know about intimate partner violence or the RNC involvement or anything like that?
So I think it's important to touch on, we talk about the trauma and certainly the brain trauma that, we discussed throughout this piece. And, the impacts on our mental health and, the mental health of an individual who has experienced such events. And, that becomes an impact on their life and, something that individuals will deal with throughout. So it really goes to add into the discussion around the fact that, these traumas and experiences, they do require support. And, it's important to share information with your loved ones and your family and friends so that if they feel behaviors have changed and, there's time for, intervention or for reports to be made, then, they feel that they're in a position to do so.
Yeah, for sure. I think having that support system is very necessary for something such as this, because it is something that is quite traumatic for sure. And A lot of times survivors and care providers can mistake symptoms of brain injury for emotional distress brought about by the abuse itself. So obviously a lot of factors kind of come into play there. And it's so important to have the proper supports in place to deal with where those issues and traumas may stem from.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, and this would affect life in a way that, I mean, it affects the workplace, it affects your home life, your relationships with your family, and so on. So it's important to, you know, rely on resources and supports. And, you know, I do want to add that the RNC's Intimate Partner Violence Unit is a very progressive and open-minded, compassionate unit here at the RNC that want to help, you know, individuals and want to be that support and, you know, guide down the path into, you know, a circle of care that is best for each individual.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. It was definitely really, really informative.
Yeah, thank you
so much. I appreciate you inviting me.
All right. So that clues up our final podcast for Brain Injury Awareness Month. If you want to contact the Newfoundland Labrador Brain Injury Association, we are a resource that's here. So you can contact us via email at info@nlbia.ca. You can follow us on Facebook or Instagram at NL Brain Injury Association, or you can check out our website at www.nlbia.ca.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.